for business and finance and all things money, money, money. Shane Wright is senior economics correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He brings out Song in Me. Shane, welcome.
Hello, Chiquitita. How are you going?
It was almost a big day for interest rates, but then it wasn't. What happened?
The RBA didn't do anything. Well, they didn't move interest rates, which markets had put it about a coin toss chance. Would be the first move in interest rates since August 2016. So it's a long time between drinks if you're into a drinking game that involves waiting for the RBA to move interest rates. But we are getting much closer to a point where the RBA is going to have to pull the trigger and take rates down to a fresh record low of 1 and 0.25%.
Is some of the reluctance because of the election campaign, do you think?
I would be surprised if it is, given the RBA has a long history of thumbing their nose at whomever is in power, most famously back in 2007 when they lifted rates 11 days out before that election. This one is... It's quite interesting. Philip Lowe, the Reserve Bank Governor, has issued a statement today saying, right, the major changes in his statement... downgrading economic growth, downgrading their inflation forecasts, and pinning their hopes that there'll be a turnaround in the job, well, that the jobs market will drive inflation up a little bit and get wages growing. That's their wing and a prayer at the moment. But during the day, about 11:30, the ABS released some pretty poor retail trade figures, which showed that the volume of retail trade over the first 3 months of the year actually fell. It's the first time since 2012, technically a recession going on in the retail sector. Retail, or the household consumption, accounts for what, about 55% of GDP. This is really important, and it's showing that the impact of, say, falling house prices and low wages growth is showing up in people keeping their purses and wallets shut.
Yeah, what implications will all this, you know, the retail figures, rates on hold, have on the upcoming election?
Well, if the RBA had moved today, it would have caused all sorts of problems for the coalition, because they're trying to mount the argument that the economy is strong and the fundamentals are all under control. We know what we're doing. It would have been a real issue. I've actually just written for the SMH and The Age that whomever wins the election, they're going to face an interest rate cut fairly soon. And there are markets are looking at perhaps two rate cuts this year, because that fundamental issue of inflation not growing, wages not going, unemployment, there are some people suggesting it's going to start ticking up rather than ticking down. It's just not generating enough activity to really turbo boost an economy that, remember, interest rates at 1.5%, you have to go back to Elvis leaving the army before you actually get to a point where interest rates have been this low, and yet the economy is just trundling along. It's not like Elvis. I spotted him. He was on Blue Hawaii the other day. He wasn't motoring around around Hawaii in an open-topped sports car, sadly.
Now, let's just go overseas for the last couple of minutes before the news. Donald Trump...
Come on, you want to sing Blue Hawaii.
I do, but, you know, I also care to keep my listeners as much as I can close to me. Now, Donald Trump has escalated the US-China trade war. What did he write on Twitter?
That things aren't going well in the negotiations with China, and that effectively he will push ahead with lifting tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports from Friday, and that that another $300 billion worth of Chinese imports are going to get slapped with an extra 25% tariff. Now, the tariff war that the Trumpster has been having with China since last year has contributed to the slowdown that's gone on in China, and it has also made life more difficult for, say, soybean producers in the United States, has lifted the cost of washing machines in the United States. So if you want to get if your clothes aren't clean, you can start blaming the Donald fairly soon. These are the sort of ramifications that are coming through from the Trump's view on how you win a trade war, by belting the other person over the head who just happens to start pushing up prices for your consumers.
And there's some high-level concern, very prominent people raising concerns now.
Yeah, Warren Buffett has expressed his absolute mainstream view that trade wars are bad for everyone. You don't have to be one of the richest people in the world to work out that these things don't end well.
No, they don't end well. And Shane, this has ended well. Talking to you has been good. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure.
Shane Wright is the Senior Economics Correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. This is RN Drive. Patricia Karvelas with you.